Hey, it's David Levin, author of Raise Your Inner Game, co-author of QBQ, The Question Behind the Question, founder of Raise Your Inner Game Academy. Do you ever catch yourself acting like the kind of person you really don't like? For example, an impatient jerk? Happened to me recently at the airport. I was heading to my plane when I got stuck behind a man using a walker. It only lasted for a moment, but I noticed myself getting frustrated. Come on, let's go. You're in my way. Now, I didn't say anything, thankfully, but I felt it. And the funny thing was, I wasn't actually in a hurry. I had plenty of time to make my flight. I just didn't like having to break my pace. So I mentally lashed out at him. What the heck, old man? Get out of my way. It was so stupid and embarrassing. Now, for some perspective, this was a tiny, fleeting moment, okay? It was not a big struggle, and I would never act out in a situation like that, even if it was a big struggle. I'm way too reserved and polite for that. So this is not me needing anger management training or anything like that. But it was interesting and helpful to observe the effect the moment had on me and on the kind of person I was being. The appropriate reaction to someone struggling with a walker is compassion and kindness, right? And maybe even admiration. That's got to be a lot of work, both physically and emotionally. And what if that was my father, right? How would I feel then? What if it was me, which it very likely could be at some point? How would that feel? Bottom line, there was a ton of reality and humanity on display there. And I'd like to think I'm the kind of person who would be attuned to that. And much of the time, I am that kind of person. But in that moment, I wasn't. Right then, it was all about me. So that was the big message for me. Being in a hurry, like I frequently am, turns me into the kind of person I really don't want to be. It makes me insensitive, judgmental, childish, arrogant, entitled, really the opposite of who I want to be. So I'm going to be better about watching out for that. And the solution, fortunately, or at least one solution, is incredibly simple. Just don't schedule everything down to the last minute. Give myself a little more time between appointments. If it's something nearby, leave 2 minutes sooner. If it's the airport, leave, you know, a half an hour sooner, maybe even an hour sooner. It's not like I'm that focused with all my time. Anyway, I waste plenty of time during the day, and I can always find things to do with the extra time once I'm there. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Hopefully you're not as susceptible to impatient syndrome as I am. But if you are, try giving yourself a little more time between appointments. Consider it an investment in your happiness. 2 minutes to lower your stress and be a kinder, more compassionate person. That's a pretty good deal. If you are hearing this somewhere other than my site, come on over, davidlevin.com. Grab the free download there. 3 things you can do right now to love your work and life again. That's an excellent piece. Plus, I get your name on my newsletter list so I can let you know about new posts and offers when they come out. Also, check out the podcast, The David Levin Show. Love to have you subscribe and join me there. Been hearing good things from people about that. Raise Your Inner Game Academy is currently closed, but you can get on the waiting list if you'd like at davidlevin.com. Otherwise, thank you, keep up the good work, and I will talk to you next time.